Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I think we're back bringing us back to one of the great rock and roll songs of all time, Rihanna. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm excited about the conversation and maybe even a little bit of a tussle with our new friend Jessica Malugin. She's the Associate Director for the Center for Technology and Innovation at CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Jessica, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we were discussing and debating and about the how unprecedented the disruption is now of the ability for companies. And I try to focus the term I use, Jessica, to focus on what's different is leverage, digital leverage. Ford and IBM and Exxon and Xerox and Sears and all those companies, they had analog leverage, but it was, analog leverage is pretty limited. Digital leverage is pretty darn powerful. And so these new leaders, these new corporate leaders, they've got digital leverage, and they've got it's two or three quantum leaps greater leverage than we have as individuals. And I think that creates a potential for a problem that we need to be aware of. I'm not saying we should regulate them, but I don't think we can be asleep at the switch on this. What do you think?
I mean, I think I think you always have to be thoughtful about what you're doing with your information. It's been said many times, and it's true, that if you're getting a service for free, you're not the customer, you're the product.
Right.
And we see that with Google and in some ways with Amazon now. And we see the opposite of that with Apple. You know, Apple's always charged for their services.
Right.
It's very clear who the customer is and what the product is. And it's a grayer area with companies like Google and Amazon. And to have some awareness of that is really smart. I do think the size of those companies makes people nervous. And
right.
I just want to point out that there is some merit to saying, you know, we need big companies to do big things. Big things are coming. We want those big things. And I would rather have a bunch of big companies bumping snouts together against each other, competing, than spend a lot of time on bureaucrats sort of hacking those companies up and neutering them.
Well, one thing you and I can completely agree on is whatever the solution is going to be, if there is one out there, it ain't going to come out of Washington. I can tell you. I'll stand beside you and lock. I'll take the first punch on that one for you in that argument.
I appreciate that.
No, absolutely. No, I'll stand in front of you and take the first punch on that one. But the thing that I do think that there, if we get more granular in this, where we're in some kind of peril, I think, is you got a company like Amazon who tries to act like a tech company, but it's really not. It's really a merchant. It's really a conglomerate merchant. Otherwise, if it weren't so, why didn't Whole Foods buy Amazon? You know, Wall Street would never have let Whole Foods operate the way Amazon did for years to build a kind of a war chest to be able to buy Whole Foods. They would never have let Whole Foods do that, but they let Amazon do that. And so so now look at what Amazon's trying to do. They're trying they're becoming a real conglomerate. At some point in time, some people have to pay attention to that. Look at Facebook. They're not just a social media platform. They're publishers, and they're not only publishers, but they're editors of everything that you and I do.
Well, I think that's certainly true. These companies in particular, but all companies, in some sense, across industries, sort of move around and get into other areas. I mean, you were talking about the Amazon Whole Foods example, which is a great one for a number of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But Senator Warren rolled out her plan for breaking up these companies, and that was one of her examples of an acquisition that needed to perhaps be undone was that Amazon had purchased Whole Foods. Well, if you follow that situation, Amazon's having some trouble with Whole Foods. Things aren't going exactly as they had hoped. But meanwhile, in the marketplace, what do you see happening at your local grocery store? So for decades, I didn't see a whole lot of innovation at the grocery store. But in the last year or two, all of a sudden there's, we can do some delivery locally and we can go online.
That's an excellent, those are excellent examples. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, those are the positives of injecting some competition with some outside-the-box thinking, which you have a lot of when firms move into other areas. But you're absolutely correct to say we should be aware of that. And the question of if Facebook is a media company or a social media platform company or they are an advertising
And they have the ability to discriminate. See, that's the other thing. We know they discriminate. We know Twitter discriminates. Well, we know Google discriminates. We know that. There's no question, right?
Well, and I think that's the key. I mean, you just said it. We know that. So if I know that, I don't read my Twitter newsfeed like I'm reading an objective newspaper.
We become discerning
consumers.
If you can find an
objective newspaper for me. You have to be aware of the role you're playing and be smart about it.
Well, see, this is the point I'm making. This is the point I'm making, Jessica, is this is the part of what I mean when I say we're transitioning from a time when you could believe pretty much what you read to a time when you have to become a lot more discerning consumer of information, and that's where things are different. Now, as far as Warren is concerned, she doesn't just want to control, want to break those people up. She wants to control them from the government position, and that's where the problem is. Tintail, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.